In Baghdad tonight, fires are burning after U.S. bombing of the city. Earlier, we spoke with Paul Edel, a producer with Britain's Channel 4 News. I asked him about more explosions heard in Baghdad today.
We can hear the bombardment continuing at intervals throughout the day. We're hearing both distant bombing of what we imagine to be the Republican Guard positions outside the city, and we can also hear less frequently explosions in the city, which we imagine are bombs or missiles hitting specific targets within Baghdad.
What's the mood of the city now that there's been a talk of a pause in this conflict or a pause in the assault on Baghdad?
I don't think people in Baghdad are so concerned by reports of a pause in the attack. I think what's dominating their thoughts are the deaths of civilians. Just a couple of days ago, we had one rocket attack on a street leading northeast out of Baghdad in which 15 people were killed, and then a rocket explosion in a crowded market on Friday evening in which 62 people died. We don't know what caused that explosion. It's conceivable it was an Iraqi anti-aircraft missile falling back to Earth, or it might have been a U.S. or British rocket. We just don't know. People here, if they're blaming the Americans, I spoke to one man on the scene who said, I don't believe it was a mistake. These people there were completely shocked and stunned that anybody could be killed in their area. I met one man in hospital who'd actually gone outside to see what the plane was because he felt so confident that as he was in a residential area, he wouldn't be a target. So the people of Baghdad are struggling to come to terms with the fact that civilians are being killed in this war, and that affects them much more than any pause in the armored advance on the capital.
I guess U.S. possession of highly accurate, highly technologically sophisticated weapons actually cuts both ways in a way. We've heard our defense secretary talk about how accurate they are, and the people of Baghdad are convinced that they are accurate, and therefore when they go astray, they blame the United States.
Yes, this whole war has been sold as a war to overthrow a government and not a war against a whole people. So people on the ground here expected a lightning quick war with minimal damage to the civilian infrastructure. This is not what they're seeing. They're starting to see casualties in the capital. They're seeing people suffering terribly with the lack of fresh water supplies in Basra. And we've also started to see the civilian infrastructure degraded in other ways with missile attacks over the last couple of days on communication centers in and around Baghdad and in other cities, so that now we have very few telephones that work. Telephones are, of course, a prime way, the main way in which people keep in touch with their relatives across town and in other cities. So it has an immediate impact on the state of mind of people here.
Mm-hmm. Does the regime seem to be continue to be in full control of Baghdad?
I would say that the government is in complete control of Baghdad. They believe that they set an imaginative strategy to deal with this invasion, which was to combine a conventional defense with the armored forces of the Republican Guard and the other elite army units of the army with a guerrilla strategy using all the manpower of the Ba'ath Party, which has its own militia, and the local tribespeople in many parts of the country who are also armed, and the various security and intelligence services. So the Iraqi leadership has seen what it feels is a very successful resistance against the invasion. We as journalists based in Baghdad are being given almost daily briefings by senior members of the government. I think we've seen 7 or 8 senior figures, including the defense minister, who's briefed us every 2 or 3 days in great detail on the military movement. So I would say that this is a leadership in full control and looking extremely confident at the moment, 11 days into the war.
Reporter Paul Edel speaking with us from Baghdad. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.